从前有一个人呢，生长在南方。
Long time ago, a man grew up in the south.
所以他心里一直有一个梦想，想去到有雪的地方，去看看冰，去看看雪。
So he always had this dream, want to go to north to see the snow, to see the ice.
终于有一天，他买了一张游轮的船票，要去阿拉斯加去看看冰雪。
Finally, he purchased a ticket to join a cruise to Alaska. Then he finally has the chance to see ice and snow.
在登船之前，他做了一个很充分的准备，带了两个皮箱。
Before he board the cruise ship, he prepared himself well with the two luggages.
其中一个箱子装着他随身携带的使用的物品。
One luggage is full of the things that he needs for his daily life.
另外一个箱子里面装满了快餐面、矿泉水，还带了一只烧水的水壶。
The other luggage is full of instant noodle, an electric kettle, and the bottled water.
上了船以后，他真的是大开眼界哈、啊！船上的这个设施非常的好，非常的齐备。
When he boarded on the cruise ship, his eyes were wide open because, you know, all the equipment and the entertainment really opened his eyes.
清早的时候，他早早起来去看日出，晚上去看日落。
So every morning he got up early to see the sunrise, and in the evening he went to see the sunset.
沿途的风光非常的漂亮。
It's so beautiful along the way.
特别是当这个游轮到达这个阿拉斯加的时候，从船上看那个冰川的景色实在是太美了。
And when the cruise ships arrive at Alaska, he can see the glaciers from the ship. It was magnificent.
在船上的日子，他每一天这个路过那个餐厅的时候，哇，他都被里面的这个食物所吸引。
Every day when he passed the restaurant on the cruise ship, he was so attracted to the tasty meal.
看到那么多好吃的东西，他口水都快流出来了。
Wow, he was so tempted when he saw so many delicious food.
但是到吃饭的时间呢，他就一个人跑回到自己的房间，打开他的行李箱。
But when it comes to the meal time, he just went back to his room and opened his luggage.
拿出他的快餐面。
He brought his instant noodle out,
烧一壶开水,
and prepare hot water with his electric kettle.
自己泡快餐面吃.
So made instant noodle for his as his meal.
一天两天，到了最后一天，他实在是这个吃腻这个快餐面。
So day after day, finally at the last day, he was tired of the instant noodle.
他就跑到餐厅的门口问服务员说，你们这里吃一餐要多少钱呢？
He went to the restaurant and asked the waiter how much it cost to have a meal in this restaurant.
服务员很奇怪的眼光看着他。
The waiter just looked at him you know, with very startled eyes.
说你是买了票上船的吗？
So did you really purchase a ticket to be on board?
说是啊，你看我这车票在这里。
He said, yes, you can see that I have the ticket.
服务员告诉他说，只要你买了车票、船票，这船上所有的食物你都可以不用再交钱就可以吃了。
The waiter just told him that as long as you purchase the ticket, all the restaurants are free for our customers.
我们每一个人都不想成为这样的旅客。
None of us want to be a traveler like this person.
在跟随主耶稣基督的这个旅程当中，我们也是如此。
During our trip following Jesus, this is also the same with us.
上帝已经为我们这些信耶稣的人预备了丰盛的恩典，都存在耶稣基督里了。
God has already prepared all kinds of abundant blessings in Jesus Christ.
当你得到耶稣基督生命的时候，那一个丰盛的生命、永远的生命、一切上帝的恩典都已经有形有体的存在耶稣基督里面了。
Because when you gain Jesus Christ, all the abundant, countless blessings God has prepared you has already stored in Jesus Christ forever.
只要我们住在基督里，这一切丰盛的恩典 都已经是我们的。
As long as we remain in Jesus Christ, all the blessings belong to us.
所以今天我们再回到这样一个很重要的信息的里面，我们大家一起来思考。
So today, let's take a look at this important message that we can ponder together.
住在基督里。
To remain, abide in Christ.
我们分两部分来思考。
Let's talk about this in two parts.
第一个就是为什么一定要住在基督里。
First of all, why is it necessary to abide in Jesus Christ?
第二个我们就要问说，我们怎样，如何才能住在基督里呢？
And the second question is how we can abide in Christ.
这是这一段里面反复出现的主题，就是常常的住在基督里。
Well, this is repeatedly mentioned in the Bible verse. We have to remain in Jesus Christ all the time.
我们刚才读的这段经文里面，第三节、第四节，哈，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
The Bible verses we just read from John said, You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branches can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
这里翻译成常在，不是说 我很经常的哈，我大部分时间是在基督里，然后有些时间不在，不是这个意思哈。你看读英文的话，他用这个 remain， 用这个 abide， 他的意思就是住在里面不离开的意思。
So here the Chinese translation means 常在。It doesn't really means you know lots of a time you remain. It means that you have to stay and live there, remain all the time.
到了第五节说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And verses 5 said, I am the vine, you are the branches.If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
常常的在基督里面，住在里面，不离开，不是把耶稣当作一个 hotel， 一个旅馆，住一段时间就离开了，而像家一样，你就在你的家中，住在你的家中。
Remain in Jesus Christ doesn't mean that you just live in a hotel, you know, lots of time. It means that you stay in Jesus as you stay in your home. You live in your home.
为什么我们一定要住在基督里呢？
Why we have to live in Jesus Christ?
因为我们生活的这个世界充满了动荡，充满了不测，充满了各种各样的出人意料的事情在发生。
Because the world we live in today is a very unpredictable and turbulent and chaotic world.
活在这个世界上的人没有心中真正的平安，随着这个世界的局势，政治、军事、经济各种的变化，人的心是起起伏伏，找不到真正的平安。
Because people live in this world cannot have a real peace.Given the military, political, and economic situation, our hearts are always bouncing up and down.
每一天那些出乎我们意料的事情都在我们的身边不断的发生。
Every day, many unpredictable things just happened in our daily life.
你看球的时候，你都不知道那个世界冠军队怎么这次会输给一个很弱的这个弱队。
When you watch the World Cup, you can never figure out why the world champion will lose the game to an unknown and a weak team.
年初的时候，我们没有想到，俄国会这样就入侵了另外一个主权的国家。
So in the beginning of 2020, you would never predict that the Russian would just invade to another sovereign country.
一个号称世界第二大的军事强国入侵一个弱小的国家，大家都以为说，哦，几天战争就会结束了。
So when a superpower, a world power invaded a weak country, people expect maybe the war would just end it in a few days.
大半年的时间都过去了哈，战争的走向越来越出乎人的意料。
However, months has passed. You know, the development of the war has beyond our expectation.
一个多月前，当我离开美国回国探亲的时候，大家的关注点都在中共的二十大召开的事情上。
So one month ago, when I departed for China, everybody was watching, monitoring, China's 20th Congress, Party Congress.
习近平连任大概是一个大这个概率的事件，大家都预计到了。
Well, people were expecting that President Xi Jinping will successfully start his third term.
但是最后这个七个常委的名单出来的时候，我看大部分的这些评论家都没有预计到是这样一批人啊，
However,
得到这些的重要的岗位。
However, when the name list of the seven standing committee were revealed, most of the observers were surprised because it was beyond their prediction.
我在国内待了一个月零一周的时间。
I stayed in China for a month and 1 week.
每天去做核酸变成了我每一天必须做的事情。
So every day I have to test for COVID. It become a routine of my life.
那个时候我感觉周围的人还算是比较平静。
At that time, I can still like people around me have a peaceful heart.
虽然大家心里有很多的不满意，但是呢，大家还忍着。
Well, even though there's some maybe complaints, they can still tolerate it.
但是这几天你打开新闻的时候看，好像是这里那里，好像人实在是忍不住了，各种各样的这个抗议，各种各样的这个事情不断的爆发出来。
However, when you turn on your internet or TV, you can tell in these days, you know, you saw all kinds of protests, complaints, or action. People lost their patience.
明天在中国大陆会发生什么样的事情，我们真的是不知道。
We don't know what will happen in mainland China tomorrow.
当我回到美国的时候，这个中期选举已经过了一个多星期了，但是结果还没有出来。
When I return to the U.S., the midterm election has concluded for almost a week, but the final result has not been revealed.
很多是这些出人意料的事情，每天就是这样在不断的发生。
So every day our life is full of unpredictable things.
疾病、亲人的过世、战争、瘟疫、政治斗争、世界杯、枪杀、凶杀，各样的事情就在我们的身边。
So sickness.Loss of your loved ones, you know, war, plague, crimes, gunshot, everything just happened in your daily life.
生活在这样一个动荡的、充满不测的世界当中，我们如何能够有内心的平安呢？
So how can we really have an inner peace in our heart when we live in such a chaotic and unpredictable world?
答案就是在住在耶稣基督里。
The answer is to be abide in Christ.
耶稣基督从过去到现在到直到永远是不改变的一位神。
Because Jesus Christ is the God who lived and never changed in the past and now and for the future.
他是一个万古不变的一个磐石，我们可以把我们的人生建造在这块稳定的不变的磐石的基础上。
He is a rock who will never change. We can build our life on this rock forever.
如果人不住在耶稣基督里，你的心思会被这些负面的新闻、各种各样的事情充满在你的心思当中。
Because if we don't remain in Christ, our heart will be filled with all this chaos and unpredictable events.
各种各样的谎言会遮蔽我们的眼睛，看不清人生在耶稣基督里的真相。
Our eyes will be blindfolded by all kinds of lies, and we cannot see the true meaning of life.
所以住在耶稣基督里面这件事情不是可有可无，可以选择在，可以选择不在的一件事。
So to remain in Christ is not a choice that we can do this or we cannot, we don't want to do this.
就像主耶稣基督提前告诉门徒，告诉我们的一样，说我讲这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So that's Jesus what told his disciple, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble.But take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣基督像一个安全的港湾一样， 只要我们把人生的这个小船驶入这个港湾，即使是疲倦、令人这个很劳累的这样的旅程，我们也可以在其中得到安息，得到力量。
Jesus Christ is like a harbor who offers sanctuary to people who are exhausted and afraid. As long as we are willing to sail into this harbor, we can have a true peace.
耶稣基督有一个大的翅膀，他呼唤我们这些的属于他的人能够归向他，在他的翅膀的荫庇下可以得到保护，可以得到真正的平安。
Jesus Christ has a gigantic wings. He can spread the wind to shelter us as long as we are willing to hide under his wing.
我们来到他的面前，我们可以把心中的一切的忧虑卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
When we come before him, we can cast all our anxiety to him because he cares for us.
一个月前我回国的时候有七天的隔离的时间，这是我住的那个隔离酒店。
So when I was in China, I was required to have a quarantine for 7 days. This is where I can see from the hotel of my window.
那七天当中呢，我就一直在读这一本书。
So in the past seven days when I was quarantined, I've been studying this book.
也把这本书推荐给大家，很好读的一本书。
And I also want to recommend you this book. It's easy to read.
就是从不同的角度来帮助我们思考，为什么一定要住在基督里？我们怎么才能够住在基督里
？This book helps us think that how we can dwell in Jesus Christ and what we can do.
在那一个多月国内的时间里面，每一天我跟这边的弟兄姐妹啊，这边是早晨，那边是晚上啊，参加大家的一起灵修祷告的时间。
So when I was in China, I joined the morning prayers every day with the brothers and sisters, even though there was a time difference.
在国内我遇到几位一小群的弟兄姐妹们，他们每天早晨在中国的5点钟起来，用一个小时的时间在主的面前在那里聚集，在那里祷告，我参加他们的祷告。
And I also encountered a few brothers and sisters in China.They got up at 5 a.m. every morning, spent 1 hour in reading Bible and praying with God. And I joined them when I was in China.
因为当我一旦进入到那个生活的环境当中，我发觉我极其的需要紧紧的来抓住主，紧紧的来依靠主。
Because I realized when I enter in that kind of situation, I really has to grasp God closely, tightly followed him.
每一天我必须要来到神的面前，至少花这2个小时的时间与主来亲近，我心中才有力量，才有这种的平安来面对我当时所面对的这些的情况。
Because every day I have to spend 2 hours to be with Jesus Christ that I can have enough strength and peace to deal with my situation in China.
因为只有住在耶稣基督里面的人才能够真正的有力量有平安。
Because only those who remain in Christ can have a true power and a true peace.
为什么我们一定要住在基督里呢？
Why do we really have to, you know, remain in Jesus Christ?
因为只有耶稣基督是真的，因为只有耶稣基督是真葡萄水。
Because only Jesus Christ is the true God. He is the true vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Because Jesus told us, I am the true vine and my father is the gardener.
为什么基督这么讲呢？他不是说我是葡萄树，而是说我是真葡萄树。
Why Jesus told us that? He didn't say that he was the vine. He told us he was the true vine.
难道在世上还有假葡萄树吗？
Is there a false vine in this world?
是的，耶稣基督当时是在最后晚餐上讲这些话的。
Indeed, he said this during the last supper to his disciples.
再过几个小时他就要上十字架了。
A few hours later, he would be crucified on the cross.
然后死而复活之后，再过40天他就要升天，就要离开了。
And after he resurrected from the dead, he will leave this world after 40 days.
所以在最后的晚餐上，主把一些很重要的话 讲给门徒听。
Therefore, he revealed many important messages to his disciples during the Last Supper.
他对这十一个哈、啊，这个犹大已经离开，对这十一个从小长在犹太人当中，他们自己就是犹太人的这一批的门徒，讲说我是真葡萄树。
He told his 11 disciples because his disciples were born as a Jew and grew up in a Jewish culture.
因为作为犹太人，他们从小就知道他们是神特别的选民。
Because as Jews, all the disciples know that they were chosen people of God.
神把律法给他们。
God has already given them the law.
上帝同在显明的那个圣殿就在他们的首都耶路撒冷。
And God has, you know, built his temple in Jerusalem.
历世历代神不断地差派先知，差派各种的祭司，这个君王领袖来带领他们。
And God has sent so many prophets, kings, and spiritual leaders to lead them.
使得这大部分的犹太人，他们有一种虚假的一种的安全感。
So they have the false sense of security.
他们以为说，哎呀，我们有律法，我们有圣殿，我们有献祭，我神一定在我们当中。我们只要身为犹太人，我们就是神的儿女，就将来就会跟神同在。
So they believe that as long as they are Jews, they will be with God and saved forever because you know, they were born as Jews and the temple was built in Jerusalem. They have the Moses law.
所以当耶稣基督向他们宣告说我是真葡萄树的时候，就要除去他们心中这种虚假的安全感。
So when Jesus proclaimed that he was the true vine, he wanted to remove the false sense of security of his disciples.
这个时候的以色列这个国家已经不是那个神当初所拣选要使用的那个真正的葡萄树葡萄园了。
Because during Jesus' time, The Israelites are not the chosen people that God wanted to use from the beginning.
而且神很快就要改变他的救恩的计划，就是要借着主耶稣基督，借着他的身体在地上建立教会，形成一个真的葡萄树，形成一个真的神所拣选的一个新的民族，一个族类。
And soon, very soon, that God will reveal His new plan to save.His people and to build true vine and the true churches on this world.
所以早在耶稣基督降生之前的六七百年啊，神就借着以赛亚先知就有警告以色列人这件事情。
So 600 or 700 years before Jesus was born, God has revealed the message through a prophet Isaiah.To warn Israelite.
书的第五章是这样讲的，我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
So in Isaiah chapter 5, I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside.
他刨挖园子，捡去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked.For a crop of good grapes, but it yield only bad fruit.
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah.Judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I look for good grapes, why did it only yield bad?
现在我告诉你们，我要向我的葡萄园怎样行？ 我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，拆毁泉源，使它被践踏。
Now I will tell you what I'm going to do with my vineyard. I will take away its hatch, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled.
我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘蒺藜倒要生长。我也必令云不降雨在其上。
I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned or cultivated.And the briars and the thorns will grow there. I will command the cloud not to rain on it.
万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel.And the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress.
这位在天上的父，当他拣选亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕后裔的时候，他在他们身上有一个极大的一个期待。
When our Heavenly Father has chosen Abraham and his descendants, he had a greatexpectation of them.
以色列作为神所拣选的这个葡萄园，神期待他们能够结出好葡萄来。
Israel as the chosen vineyard of God, God has expected them to bear good fruit.
在世界万国万族当中，见证上帝的荣耀，让人知道说，在以色列人当中、犹太人当中有真神。
They can be a testimony, in this world that.There was true glory and the true God among them.
能够吸引人都来归向这位真神。
So the Israelites can attract people, nation all over the world to come to God.
然而这些以色列人却不断的这个背叛真神。
However, those Israelites continued to rebel against God.
甚至随从周围的那些民族的人去拜他们所拜的假神。
Even follow their neighbors to worship idol.
在以赛亚的时代，神借着先知发出警告。
So during Isaiah's time, God sent them warning through the prophet.
后来又借着巴比伦人，借着亚述人，把他们掳到外邦去，让他们接受管教。
And also God disciplined them, by sending Babylon and Ashdod to capture those Israelites.
但是他们的心还是没有全然的归向真神。
However, they didn't turn their heart fully to God.
所以六七百年过去了，从以赛亚先知到主耶稣基督降临的时候，终于耶稣基督来，以色列人这个神的忍耐宽容的时间到了哈。耶稣在这里宣告说，神的救恩计划有个重新开始了，我才是真葡萄树。
So from the time of Isaiah to when Jesus was born, six or 700 years has passed. Then Jesus came and proclaimed a new plan, a new salvation plan of God. That's why Jesus claimed that he was the true vine.
当主耶稣基督向这一小群的门徒宣告说我是真葡萄树的时候，实际上是在向他们发出一个呼召，让他们离弃那个假的，归向这个真的。
So when Jesus declared to his disciple, a small group of disciples, that he was the true vine, he was actually calling to, you know, leave their false God and turn to the true vine, true God.
当我们了解了这个讲话的背景之后，来审视一下你我的生命。
So when we understand the context of this message, we can also take a look at our life.
耶稣基督是你的真葡萄树吗？
Is Jesus Christ your true vine?
你的生命有没有像那个枝子一样紧紧地接在这一棵真葡萄树上呢？
Is your life just like the branch that really attached to the branch?
在以赛亚那个时代，以色列人当中，他们很多拜是那种有形的假神和偶像。
Because during the time of the Israelites, they worshipped many false gods and idols.
但我们生活这个时代，很多的是在人心当中的那种无形的那些的偶像占据人的心灵。
But during our time, there are many invisible idols in our heart.
人们以为说某一种东西，他只要得到了，可以带给他幸福。
So many people believe that as long as they can get something, they will be happy.
用许多的东西来取代真神的地位，以为说我在那里可以找到平安，可以找到保护。
They believe they can get peace and protection and substitute to God with something else.
很多的人把金钱当作他的假神。
Many people treat money as their false God.
很多人追求地位，追求名誉、名声。
And many people are going after reputation, interest, and profits.
以为说我只要得到这个，我就有保障，我就幸福。
And they believe that as long as they can get them, his life will be guaranteed, and he will be happy.
所以在这个世界上，充斥着这种无形的偶像和假神在人的心灵当中。
So in this world, there are many invisible gods in our hearts.
有些人是躲到酒精里面、毒品当中去寻求那种暂时的快乐和释放。
And some people just dwelt in some kind of addiction, either it's alcohol or the drugs, to get a temporary relief.
色情、购物、上网、吃东西、电视剧、这个足球赛等等，这些都成为我们好像可以暂时可以得到释放、得到一个安慰、得到一个平安的一个途径。
So,things like porn, you know, internet, TV, World Cup, and food, all this seems to can be our temporary comfort that we can get this false protection and the comfort in those worldly things.
耶稣基督借着这个简单的宣告，是在向每一个人在发出同样的一个呼召，离弃那些假的。只有来到这个真葡萄树，只有来到耶稣基督这里，你才能够得到真正的人生的满足和真正人生的平安。
So when Jesus gave this very short claim that he actually was telling us that abandon your false God, you can only get the true peace and the protection and satisfaction in him.
住在基督里。
Remain in Christ.
这个你住的地方很重要。
The location is very important, where you live.
我们去买房子的时候都知道啊，这个agent 都告诉我们说 location, location, location.
When we try to purchase a house, your agent will always tell you what matter is location, location, and location.
我们在投资的时候很重要啊，当初看哦，这两个股票差不太多，但是如果你放对了地方啊，几年以后它可能翻倍，你要放错了地方可能几年以后就血本无归了。
So it's also true that when we invest in stocks, you know, when in the first beginning, the two stocks maybe look similar, but a few years past, the difference between them could be like, you know, the heaven and the earth.
我们要把我们的时间、把我们的精力、把我们最重要的人生放在哪里呢？
So where do we want to invest the most important time?Energy and our life too.
我们每天是怎么花我们的时间，如何花我们的金钱，我们要把我们的人生投资在哪里呢？
How we spend our time and money, where do we want to invest our life?
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus declared, I am the true vine.
我们只有接在这一棵真葡萄树上，我们这个人生才能在永恒当中是有意义的。
As long as we are attached to the true vine, our life can be meaningful in this eternal life.
我们现在出门旅行的时候，到一个新的地方，最重要的就是找网。
You know, as nowadays when we travel, the most important thing that we want to find the internet.
你连上这个 WiFi 哈，哇，你就觉得哇，这个才回到你平时生活的那个世界当中。
So as long as you are connected to WiFi, then you feel normal.Back to your normal life.
虽然在那个隔离酒店里面，但是我并不觉得很孤单，因为只要一上网啊，弟兄姐妹我们都可以又见面。
So when I was quarantined in the hotel, I didn't feel lonely because as long as I have Wi-Fi, I can connect with my brothers and sisters.
但是如果你到了一个地方找不到网怎么办？
But when you are go to a place without Wi-Fi, what can you do?
啊，现在有聪明人哈，这个创造了这个星链啊，不用通过那种这个啊附近那个 Wi-Fi 上网啊，通过星链我们可以直接上网。
You are now people, smart people invented, you know, the satellite Wi-Fi. You can connect with the space Wi-Fi, even though you cannot find the internet.
但如果有一天这些卫星都被打下来，星链不 work 了怎么办？
But how about one day all the satellite was shut down and the you know space Wi-Fi did not work?
我们还有主耶稣基督。
Don't forget that we still have a Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是我们属灵的 GPS.
Jesus Christ is our spiritual GPS.
你只要心转向他，随时你可以跟他联网，这个网是永远不会断的。
Because as long as you can turn your heart to Jesus Christ, you can connect with him.And it will not be interrupted.
我们能够在世上任何一个地方，任何一个时候，借着与耶稣基督的连接，与神连接，这是我们一个极大的福气。
What a blessing that we can connect to Jesus Christ in anytime, anywhere.
为什么我们一定要住在基督里？
Why we have to remain in Christ?
因为离了基督，我们就不能做什么。
Because apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Because I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣刚来到这个世上出来受洗之后来做神的工的时候，他第一件事情就是来呼召门徒。
When Jesus was baptized and became to serve, the first things he did was call his disciples.
他来到那些门徒工作的地方，就在那个大湖边，那些打鱼的人哈，他就开始呼召他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
So he went to the big lake and called this fisherman. He said, come and follow me, and you will harvest men as you harvest fish.
这是我们都知道，这是耶稣基督在一开始带领门徒的时候做的一件事情。但另外一件事情我们常常会忽略的。
So we all know this story. This is what Jesus did in the beginning. But we will usually ignore another important thing that Jesus has done.
就是当他带门徒有三年的时间，他要离开的时候，在最后晚餐上向门徒发出了第二个很重要的呼召。
That's when he was about to depart this world during the Last Supper. He delivered another important message to his disciples.
就是呼召这些门徒要住在他的里面。
He called his disciples to remain in him.
不光是来去去，来了又走啊！这次来跟耶稣，后面又去回去打鱼了。不是这种的来跟从耶稣，而是住在耶稣的里面。
He didn't just call his disciples to follow him sometimes, and then they can go back to go fishing at another time. He actually called them to remain, to stay in him.
不只是来到耶稣这里哈，当你有需要的时候，你来这里祷告哈；当你这个有难处的时候，你求神来帮助；当你有疾病的时候，你求神来医治你。不光是这样一种跟神的来往的关系。
So you don't come to Jesus when you have need, when you have a trouble, when you want to be healed, when you have a difficulty. It's not the only way you follow Jesus.
而是来就住在耶稣这里，不离开，把它当做你的家。来与神来一个亲近的更亲近的每一天都同在的一种关系。
So Jesus was calling you to come not just as to live in a hotel but stay in him, to stay in him as you stay in home, that you can have an intimate relationship with him every day.
神呼召我们不仅是来到他的面前说他可以赦免我们的罪，把我们最那个沉重的我们身上这个重担能够卸在神的面前。
So God didn't just call us so that he can pardon and forgive our sin, or we can cast our burden in front of him.
而是跟神有每一天这样的一种的关系。接着这样一种的关系，我们可以得到每一天我们需要的智慧、能力，我们行路的方向。
And he actually called us to build a relationship with him so that we can get the wisdom, the power, and direction and guidance from him on a daily basis.
我们不只是来到耶稣这里，一次性的认识了他，接受了他的拯救和救恩，永远的生命。
We don't just come to Jesus for once to say, to accept his pardon, forgiveness, and his salvation.
不只是知道他，而是真知道他。
Not only just to know him, it's truly know him.
不只是得生命，而且是要得更丰盛的生命。
Not only to get a new life, but abundant life.
这是上个星期 David 李长老跟我们分享的信息中的一部分，告诉我们说人生在世 有一些的日子是不被神纪念的。
Last week, Elder David Lee shared his message with us. He told us there are four types of days that God would not remember.
大家记得哈，他第一个讲的说是未生之年。
David Lee mentioned that the first is unborn years.
然后又讲到说流浪之年
，and the second is wandering years，
还有那些失去的岁月，受到仇敌压制的时候
，and the third is the lost year when you're suppressed by God's enemy，
还有一种叫做无所事事的日子，哈，这些的日子在神的面前都不蒙纪念的
，and the finally is the they are idle years of which will not be remembered by the Lord。
那什么样的日子可以被神纪念
？So what kind ofyears will be counted by God.
就是住在基督里的日子。
Days that in Christ.
因为住在耶稣基督里面，我们才能结果子。
Because we can only bear fruit when we are in Christ.
凡是我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去哈；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Because he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
葡萄枝几乎没有其他的用途。
There are no other purpose for branches.
我们看到很漂亮的家具哈，用这个这个红木的，有一个松木的，各种各样的这个檀香木的哈，来造这个家具哈。很少看到说用葡萄树藤来做什么家具。
With so many beautiful furnitures, they are made by, you know, precious trees and tree branches. But we've never seen, you know, fine furnitures are made of, great branches.
葡萄藤如果不结果子的话，就会被剪去，就会枯干，就会丢在火里当柴火去烧掉。
Because the vine branches will be cut off if it bears no fruit, it will be burned.
作为葡萄枝，我们什么样的日子能够蒙神纪念呢
？So as a branch, what kind of a life will be accounted by God?
就是要结果子。
To bear fruit.
我们怎么才能结果子
？How can we bear fruit?
必须住在基督里才能结果子。
We have to remain in Christ.
因为我们离了主就不能做什么。
Because we can do nothing, unless we remain in Christ.
葡萄枝。每时每刻都必须接在那个葡萄树上。
Because the branch has to be attached to the vine every moment.
只要有一点的时间，它离开了这个葡萄树，它就成了一个死枝子。
As long as he was detached from the vine, it's a dead branch.
为什么住在基督里的日子可以蒙纪念呢？因为这个日子是荣耀天父的日子。
Why days that live, remain in Christ, should be counted by God because they are days glorify God.
当我们多结果子的时候，
父
就得了荣耀。
Because when we bear fruits, our Father will be glorified.
2018年我们去土耳其短宣的时候，遇到四位很年轻的宣教士在那里。
In 2018, when we went to Turkey, we met four young missionaries there.
土耳其在这个穆斯林国家里面已经算比较开放的了。
Well, Turkey is one of the more open country among Muslim countries.
他们法律上是规定有宗教自由，而且可以有公开的教会在那个土耳其这个国家。
Because legally a church can stay in Turkey, and there are many churches.
但是在那个国家里面还是有超过百分之大概90%以上的人都是穆斯林。
However, in Turkey, 90% of the population are Muslim.
那这四位年轻的宣教士，他们就住在穆斯林的当中。
So those four missionaries live among Muslims.
他们打开窗户就看到不远处就有一个那个穆斯林的聚会，叫什么？
清真寺。
清真寺，对，就在不远的地方。
Yeah. So when they open their window, they can see a mosque.Very close to their
一天五次哦，这些穆斯林在那里祷告。
So every day they pray 5 times.
到了他们祷告的时间，那大喇叭就哇啦哇啦哇啦就开始叫人去祷告。
Because when it's prayer times, the speaker will announce in a very loud voice.
所以这些宣教士每一天就生活在这样一种环境当中。
So they live in such a circumstance.
所以当我们去探访他们的时候呢？每一天当他们进到他们那个工作室的时候，他们一定要花一个小时的时间在那里读圣经，在那里唱赞美诗，在那里敬拜神。
So every day when they enter their workshop, they have to spend at least an hour to study Bible, to sing praise hymns and pray.
生活在那个环境当中的宣教士基督徒，你不用告诉他们说你们一定要住在基督里哦。他们就感觉到他们如果不住在基督里的话，他们是没有办法 survive。
Because you don't have to tell them that they have to remain Christ. They know that they cannot survive if they are not remaining in Christ.
他们必须每一天紧紧地抓住主，先从主那里支取丰盛的恩典之后，他们才有力量去工作，去做见证，去传福音。
Because they know every day they have to follow Christclosely, otherwise they will not have the strength and power to preach the gospel or to be God's testimony.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要警醒，千万不要被我们生活在这个相对自由放松的环境所迷惑。
So brother and sister, I want to tell you that, guard your heart. We should not be deceived, in such a relatively, liberal and a comfortable environment.
不管我们生活在哪里，属灵征战是非常真实的。
Because the spiritual struggle is true, no matter where we live.
如果我们不警醒的话，就很容易被那个遍地游行的那个吼叫的狮子所吞吃。
Because we will be eaten by the roaring lion if we are not alert all the time.
我们一定要住在基督里。
We must.Abide in Christ.
那我们怎么如何住在基督里呢？
Then how we can abide in Christ?
这段经文大家都很熟悉了。
People are very familiar with this Bible verse.
但这里面讲出那个关键，我们住在基督里的那个关键是什么？
But here it gives the key message that how we can abide in Christ.
耶稣基督向人发出邀请。
Jesus invited people.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是容易负的。
Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find restFor your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣在这里邀请我们做两件事情。
Jesus invites us to do 2 things.
然后应许给我们两种的安息。
And he promised 2 kinds of peace.
第一种的安息是我们只要来，你愿意把你的重担带到耶稣这里来，愿意卸在耶稣这里的面前。愿意祈求耶稣的帮助，祈求耶稣的拯救，祈求耶稣的恩典，他就会给你的。
The first piece that is just as long as you're willing to come to him, you can unload your burden and worry as long as you're willing to request to pray and ask for.
只要你来，耶稣说我就使你们得安息。
Jesus said, as long as you can come, I will give you peace.
我想这是每一个重生得救的基督徒都有过的经历。
This is the experience that all the saved Christians have experienced. before.
但是不是每一个重生得救的基督徒都明白这第二个邀请的。
But not every born again Christian understand the second invitation.
也不是每个基督徒都经历这第二种所应许的我们必得的那样一种的安息。
And not every Christian has experienced this peace that Jesus has promised.
常常有些基督徒就是总是起起伏伏的。
Many Christians are always up and down.
一会儿感觉好，一会儿感觉不好。
Sometimes they feel good and sometimes they feel awkward.
就是因为没有明白这第二种的安息所得到的那个条件是什么。
Because they don't understand that the second peace, what's the qualification or precondition of the second?
耶稣对我们说怎么样？你们当怎么样？负我的轭，学我的样式。
Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me."
这是我们大家都知道嘛？那个牛在耕地的时候，两头牛的话，一定有一个轭把它们两个连在一起。
Because we know that when the cows are working in the field, there must be a yoke connected two cows together.
两头牛要朝一个方向去走，要把那个地能够犁的深犁的清楚的话，他们要用一个轭把它们连在一起。
Because when two cows are working in the field, if they want to cultivate the field,There must be a yoke to connect them together so they can work in the same direction.
所以耶稣在这里应许的第二种安息只有那些肯跟基督同负一轭的人才能够经历的。
So the second piece you can only experience as long as you're willing to share the yoke with Jesus Christ.
你必须愿意跟基督绑在一起。
You have to be willing to be a bind with Jesus together.
很多人信了耶稣基督好多年不受洗。
Many people have a belief in Christ for many years, but they refuse to be baptized.
那你就还没有跟基督同负一轭。
Then you were not sharing the yoke with Jesus Christ.
因为只有借着洗礼，我们才能与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活嘛。
Because only through the baptism that we can die and resurrect and with Jesus Christ.
我们是借着洗礼归入基督。
You know, through baptism that we come into Jesus Christ.
你是借着洗礼才开始住在基督的里面不离开的。
Because you have to go through the baptism to stay and live in Christ and never leave him.
受洗的基督徒你要停在这里啊，要学习跟基督同负这个轭。神把你放在任何的环境、任何的事情的面前，你不逃跑啊，跟基督一起来负这个轭。
So those who already be baptized, you have to stay in Jesus Christ and don't run away. You have to learn, be patient, endurance, to stay where Jesus wants you to put you and share the yoke with Him.
神把各样的处境摆在我们的面前。都是他量过的。
God has measured for us, for every one of us, the environment that He placed us.
神把你我放在一群具体的基督徒的当中，具体的一个教会当中，让我们在这里一起来学习成长。
And God placed us in a physical church so that we can grow together.
你愿意谦卑服在神的安排之下，跟他同负一轭，你才能够经历这第二种。你们心里就必得享安息的安息。
So you have to be willing to obey him and share the burden on the yoke with him that you can enjoy the second peace that Jesus promised.
注意耶稣说当负谁的轭？我的轭。
So listen, Jesus told us whose yoke we have to share.
这是基督的轭。
Yeah, his Jesus Christ's yoke.
基督来负责，基督来安排。
So Jesus will take the responsibility.
像一头大牛在训练一头小牛一样，虽然小牛也在那个轭的底下哈，但是当他承担不起那个重量的时候，是那一头牛，那一头大牛在替他承担。
So it's like an adult cow as training and a young cow. When the young cow could not bear the yoke and continue to work,The adult cow will take the responsibility and the lead.
这是为什么基督在发出这个邀请之后，特地补了一句话，他说：“因为我的轭是什么？ 容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And that's why Jesus said when he sent this invitation, he emphasized that for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
怎样才能住在基督里？
How can we abide in Christ?
两个步骤不可缺少的啊。
There are two steps we have to follow.
第一个，你必须来到基督这里。
First of all, you have to come to the Lord Jesus.
只有他是真葡萄树。
Because he is the true vine.
你只有住在他的里面，才能够得到神所应许的那个真正的安息。
You can only get the true peace that God has promised when you are in him.
第二个叫学习与基督同负一轭。
And secondly, you have to learn to share the yoke with Jesus Christ.
这不是在教我们怎么去开车哈，听看听。
This is not an instruction for you on how to drive.
而是说当我们每一天在开始的时候我们要做这三个动作停一下停在主的面前看一看神的话今天要对我们讲什么听一听我们这位的主要对我们所讲的声音对我们讲的话语
And we should start our day in every day that we have to stop before God and look what he says to us, and also listen to his voice.
据说美国总统林肯总统哈，他每天早晨都会开一个特别的例会。
I heard that the late President Lincoln, you know, had an important meeting every day in the early morning.
在这个白宫椭圆的办公室里面哈，那一段时间是很特别，不能够有任何人来干扰。
And he could not be interrupted in the Oval Office every morning.
有一天有一个这个官员很急匆匆的来找总统。
One day, one official rushed into his office.
结果这个把门的这个卫兵就说啊，这个时候不行，是总统开例会的时间，你不能打扰他。
And the guard told him, "No, you cannot enter the office because this is a very important routine meeting that the president had."
那这个官员想一想说我这个事情太紧急了我必须马上见总统所以他就推门而入。
And the official said, no, this is urgent. I have to see the president immediately. So he just rushed into the office.
但当他打开这个门的时候一幅图画映入他的眼帘让他非常的惊奇他就赶快关上门退了出来。
And however, he was amazed when he opened the door about what he saw.
原来他看到林肯总统就跪在那个地板上他的面前打开一本圣经他确实在开会但是跟他的大老板在开会。
Well, President Lincoln was kneeled down and reading a Bible and prayed. He was in a meeting, but he was in a meeting with his big boss in heaven.
如果一个管理国家的总统啊，面临那么复杂那么多的事情的总统甚至愿意伏在神的面前停一停看一看听一听这位大老板的引导住在基督的里面他才去面对这个事情的话你我也更当如此。
If a leader of a country who has to manage so many challenges and difficult decisions were willing to spend time to stop and look and listen to the big boss and then start his daily life,then we should follow this example.
当我们这样去做的时候每一天都这样住在基督里面的话我们就会经历主耶稣基督向我们所应许的那个夺不去的安息。
So as long as we are willing to follow his example and remain in Christ, then we will definitely experience the peace that God has promised.
所以在这里我邀请大家一起来唱一首回应的诗歌。
So now I want to invite every one of you to sing this response song.
那这首诗歌呢是我们唱给主听的。
This is the song we want to sing to our Lord.
歌的名字叫主我来救你。
The name of the song, I am coming Lord.
那我鼓励大家用你的祷告的心来唱这首回应的诗歌。
So I encourage you to sing the songs with a prayer heart.
慢慢的唱，用心来唱。
So sing it slowly and with wholeheartedly.